My show.
Hey, how's it going?
He's a daredevil. He's going to go out and put honey on his arms tonight.
So if you're telling me that there's a chance that there's West Nile virus out in my yard,
you should, yeah.
I'm definitely having an outdoor 50th birthday party for my wife.
Come on out. Right at dusk.
Why wait that long? Why did you just give her wings for dinner?
Hello, are you there? Kevin.
Hey, Don. How's it going, man?
Hi, it's okay.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know, I heard you and your son are into video games, and I started a company about 7 months ago that's taken off really well. We make apparel for video gamers and computer geeks.
Oh, you need apparel.
And,
good, yeah. Because, you know, I'm going to be 47 this year, and my son is 20, and there's nothing I want more than matching outfits.
So, like, Xbox shirts?
Actually, we designed the shirt for Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell for Ubisoft.
Oh, good luck to you,
come on, you tool. Get out of here, please. Yeah.
Young entrepreneur.
Just get a shirt for me and a shirt for my son, and on front of both of them, just put HOMO. And make sure they're matching.
When you want to put something on that screams asshat.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hey, oh, hello.
Hey, Don.
What are you listening to there?
Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's his birthday today.
Yeah, how old is he?
Stevie Wonder, I think he's double nickel today. I think he's 55.
55.
Although, how would he know?
He made it the same age like myself and made points. I don't know if you're headed in that right direction, are you? Or?
Do you think the infirmity prevents him from counting time?
How would he know?
Can't see a calendar.
He can't see, thank you, Buzz. He can't see a calendar.
Can't see the sun come up again.
How would he know?
That's right.
How would he know? What
Oh, you know, he can listen to the radio.
What's that?
And what if they take all the radios out of his room?
Well, now, see, that's like, what if they take the radios away from him in the world? I'm just giving you a realistic, plausible scenario that would allow him to get up in the morning, know what date it is.
Uh-huh. Oh, Stevie?
But, of course, prior to, you know, being aware of numbers and stuff, and when he was a little baby and a little kid, he'd have to have somebody tell him.
I mean, even now he might have a skewered system of adding and subtracting and days of the week and everything.
Oh, Stevie?
I still don't think it's the type of thing where you could walk into the room and go, Stevie, you're 20.
No,
okay.
He knows his age because he holds his hand over the birthday cake and feels the heat. Every year it gets a little hotter.
Everybody, I got a great story about in Ghana. That's in Africa, in case you didn't know.
Uh-huh.
Kids get only one of 14 names.
Right.
There are 7 names for boys and 7 names for girls, each of which corresponds to a day of the week.
Really?
So, like, if you got a kid, I don't care if you want to name Tom, Dick, mm-hmm. Harry, Ozzy, whatever. You got to name him either Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday.
Wow. Is it based on when they're born?
Yes. And same thing with the girls.
Right.
Can you imagine that? Come on, we're going to Wednesday. Move.
Yeah, but
Friday.
But wait, now Wednesday, Friday, even you know, in a certain name. What's the unacceptable? Saturday, I think, is unacceptable. That's not really a common name. There are plenty of people named Tuesday. There's Tuesday Weld.
I don't know that they're named after the days of the week. A name has been assigned to each day of the week, and there are 7 government names for boys and 7 for girls. And if your son or daughter is born on a certain day...
It's like the government that's doing it?
Yeah, the government decides because they feel, honestly, that the choosing of a name for a child is too important to be left to the parents. And if you look at some of the names people put on their children, that's maybe not a bad idea.
So they've just got 14 names now.
All right.
Also, from Rome, the Pope has put the fast track on the JP2, getting the same thing. It's very much like sainthood. I think it's like Roberto Clemente,
mm-hmm.
that you got a great ball player who was killed, and they put him right in the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
So it's the same thing with the Pope.
They still have to dig him up.
Also,
track that, Donnie.
Oh, keep that, Mike, because the German Pope, listen to this, who sounds just like the guy from Cheers.
Ratzenberger.
The German Pope loves beer.
I sure do.
And he loves his German beer.
Thank you.
He likes Stuttgarter Hofbräu.
Yeah, your Stuttgarter Hofbräu is one of your better breweries in Germany.
Do you know how many, I don't even know how many bottles this is. He had an order. He placed an order to Germany.
Okay.
185 gallons.
185 gallons. Put it in keg form. I'd like the special mini tap. Put in the Pope's quarters, please.
185 gallons is like...
Right.
That's seriously a bunch of kegs.
That's 700 liters.
Pope's having a keg party.
700 liters for the new German Pope.
All right, drink up, Shriners.
Hello, Don and Mike Jump. Hello.
Hey, how's it?
How's it? There you go. You passed the test. Welcome to the show.
Well used.
All right, gentlemen, I have a small...
You have a small what?
complication.
He has a small winky.
Complication.
He has a small, he had a small something, now he's gone. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Otis Anderson.
Yeah, that's another, who
another
was also, but who got gained fame with the New York Giants, too.
With the Giants, yeah. Mm-hmm. Otis Anderson, correct.
He was a Cardinal. He was a Cardinal.
Yeah, originally he was a Cardinal.
No, he was, you're right, but then he did go on to win the Super Bowl with the Giants,
mm-hmm.
but you're right about that.
True.
Giant Cardinal.
Yeah.
Who was the...
He should be the Cardinal now, too.
The Giant Cardinal.
Yeah.
Buzz.
It's outside.
You're funny.
Watch out.
You're funny, Buzz. You really are. Who is the receiver? God damn, the St. Louis Cardinals had a receiver. It was like number 80, 87. Oh, Christ.
I didn't remember the secondary guy. I probably won't remember the receiver. Is, I mean, a popular player?
Yeah, I mean, well, as popular as the St. Louis Cardinals were.
Well, they had a couple of them.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Wasn't Jim Hart one of the doughiest quarterbacks in the NFL?
Number 17. Yeah, he had a real fat face.
Yeah.
He looked kind of like Stosh Humphries.
Yeah.
Remember when Stan Humphries was the quarterback for the Redskins?
And he's just
Chargers?
Doughy and kind of dumb looking.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry to keep going back in time, but I was just wondering, did you guys know that Quentin Tarantino is directing the last episode of CSI this
Correct.
I heard that, yeah.
Heard about it.
Yeah.
Also, I heard that he's going to have some wild twist with Marg Helgenberger, that they've got some major movie star who's going to play Marg Helgenberger's... Oh, hold on, excuse me. Rona Barrett is here. Hi, Rona.
I just wanted to tell you that 185 gallons of beer makes 23,680 ounces, or 1,973 bottles.
Uh-huh.
He ordered 82.5 cases of beer.
Wow.
And that's a lot of beer. That's like a year's worth for me.
You'd think he would have rounded it off to 83 cases.
I thought you were going to have something about the guest star on CSI.
Are you kidding? You just talked beer. I started doing the math.
So that, but he got it in keg form, it sounds like.
It would have to be, yeah.
Good ciphering.
Did I get that woman's name right, though? Rona Barrett?
Yes.
Remember from back in the day?
She's yeah, Rona Barrett. Wonderful. Right. Gossip maybe.
Oh. Correctamundo.
I actually got a little advance on the CSI that's going to be directed by Tarantino.
Yes. Yeah.
It ends with Marge Helgenberger goes out to a club and dances, and then she sniffs what she thinks is cocaine, but it's actually heroin.
Oh, no.
And then they have to rush her to a friend's house, and she's stuck in the chest with a needle.
Wow. Does the guy dance like Batman?
Yeah. You got it, too?
Yeah.
Right.
And you know who the guy's going to be? The guy's Arnold Horshack.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I can't believe that.
Mr. Cotter.
That's amazing.
Mr. Cotter. Hello, Mike Show. Hello.
Yes, I know who the receiver was for the Cardinals.
Name one for the St. Louis Cardinals.
It was Roy Green.
Roy Green. Was he number 80?
I think it was number 81 or 87.
Yeah, Roy Green.
And
was
a great, great player.
He was a good one. Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, see you later. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
You guys are dead wrong about this Stevie Wonder thing. It's not that he can't count his age because he's blind.
Mm.
It's because of his, racial heritage.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, thank you.
Screw you.
Thank you. And then just hang up. Just hang up. Because that got a great reaction on the show.
Yeah.
It got a great... Man.
Running.
Because of his racial heritage.
Wow. I don't get it. What's he saying?
Jesus.
Run and hide. What does Andy Garcia say in the...
Run and hide.
Run and hide.
Hold on. I got one feel good I've been waiting on all week. Oh, and Rob, where's that, like, that Mom's Day music? You know that la, 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 la.
I love that music.
This is a story that I feel very strongly about. I wish I had it on Mother's Day. Because in a weird, bizarro way, this could be me in my heart.
Okay.
And I'm going to direct this story at my adopted mother, Frances.
Very nice.
I don't want you to think I'm talking about Big Freedom.
No. Okay.
All right. I'll just read you the headline first, Mike. Killer directs traffic wearing mother's skin.
Oh, God.
Jesus. A man killed and skinned his mother, draped himself in her skin, and stepped out to direct traffic.
Oh, my God.
42-year-old man identified as Ron Z hit her in the head with a heavy blunt instrument and cut her throat, chopped off her arms, used a long-bladed meat knife used for filleting meat from bones, spent 8 hours skinning the woman.
Wow.
Chose his mother because he loved her so much.
Wow.
After the killing, he dressed himself in his mother's skin, took to the streets of Holland. He was seen directing traffic in her skin and dressed in one of her dresses. Until the cops showed up.
My wow. God.
Cut off her arms, skinned her, and then put on the skin so he went sleeveless then.
Oh, God. Hey, Buzz.
Buzz is coming back.
I want you to know that when you hear about me doing that, and then when I'm not here on the show anymore,
right,
and you remember what it is.
Exactly.
I just want you to get the picture in your mind that I will have skinned Fran.
Yeah.
And when I'm standing in the middle, and I'm going to do right here at the corner of Main Street and
wonderful,
Oak Street.
Wonderful intersection.
In Fairfax. Yeah. I'm going to wear it much like the Gortons of Gloucester. The
fishermen, like the hood and everything.
Yes. And I'm going to also do it all the way like the New York cops do.
Right.
With the blowing the whistle and, you, come, go, stop, stop, stop. You know how they put those guys in the music?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. The guy, you know, back on candid camera.
Right.
It'll be fantastic.
And you'll be able to look at me from out of the window and go, look, he's about to be taken away, but boy, he did say he was going to skin his mother.
Yeah. Starring in the Fairfax Donnie Massacre. Wow, that's odd. We'll look for that.
That's a good feel good. I couldn't find a picture on that for our website.
Oh, I don't get that. Can you imagine the coming up on that intersection? Yeah. Oh, look at that goofy guy. He's wearing a
God. Hello, Don and Mike.
This is Chuck. One of the receivers for the Cardinals, number 87, Jackie Smith.
Oh, now he's a great one. We should have had.
Wasn't he gay?
Yeah, he was. He dropped the pass for the Dallas Cowboys and cost him a playoff.
No, hold on. Jackie Smith wasn't gay. It was the guy for the Redskins, number 87, Jerry Smith, who was
Jerry
gay.
Jerry Smith, okay.
But this guy did drop the touchdown in the end zone for the Cowboys. Remember that?
Yeah, the big losing drop.
Remember that play? Because they say, I don't know who it was, Roger Staubach, whoever, goes back to pass. There he is. Oh!
And he, sits down, right?
It's a joke of all time.
And a totally devastating moment.
He sucks.
And now he's going home to his mother's house. Oh, my God, he's skinning her.
And everyone thinks he's gay. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
I know another St. Louis Cardinal receiver, number 85, Mel Gray.
Mel Gray is another name. See, there were a lot of good guys on the St. Louis
Cardinals. Here's the ancient history. Wasn't Norm Van Brocklin a St. Louis Cardinal?
I know Norm Van Brocklin was a Philadelphia Eagle.
Yeah, maybe
that's
it. Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Yes?
Yeah, I know who the dead Cardinal was.
Okay, you doing a joke?
Yeah, it was
Pat. Yeah, see, hold on a second. We've had this rule violated a lot today.
Yeah, we really have. In fact, we're not disciplining our listeners
enough. For an example.
Joe's got your number already, Russ, from California. So either, here's the deal. If you've got a joke, be man enough to step up and say, Don and Mike, I got a joke. And